This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got somebody who's had a major hand in my life, Dr. Mark Gutt. Now, Mark is a family friend at this point, but he's been treating me for over 20 years when I've had tooth problems. I've broken teeth, I've had root canal, all the bad things that happen, all the stuff where you got to go through all the pain and get their fingers in your mouth and pull and push and prod with the metal stuff. But he's got something new. He's got this LINAP protocol, laser-assisted new attachment procedure. Fancy words, it means it's sort of painless to get a lot of dental work done. Mark Gutt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Mark, you got to talk into the mic.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, now, Mark, let's talk a little bit about why you went into this. You know, you're a sole practitioner, you're a small businessman. You've got offices here in Aventura, Miami Beach, and then also one down in Key West, right?
Yeah. And it's going great.
Okay, Mark, you're a great dentist. You got to keep talking, Mark. Okay, so let's talk for a second. You know, you've been a periodontist for 20 plus years. You've taken care of my gums, my health, helped me replace all kinds of fractured teeth with implants. You've got this lengthy resume here. It's probably the heaviest resume that I've ever had. So high five to you. How'd you come up with this new approach to therapy?
Well, laser treatments have been around for a while. And I was a total skeptic. However, about 3 years ago, I was introduced to it. I saw the evidence and was able to implement it into my office. It's a great non-invasive way to treat gum disease without cutting and sewing.
So let me get this right. So somebody comes in, they have gum disease, they got the bleeding gums, they're hurt, their teeth are wobbly, whatever it might be. And you go, well, you know, a year and a half ago, I'd have to lay open your entire gums. It would have really hurt you. We probably would have had to do 25% of pop, and you probably would have been on pain medication for months, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Now the same person comes in. What do you say?
Hey, we can treat this non-aggressively with the laser and treat it so that you can walk out very comfortably and with less discomfort.
Okay, so now I walk out. Do I still hold the ice patch to my hand, my face there?
You do, just to make you feel comfortable.
Okay, so that's really not necessary. There's not that much swelling then, huh?
No, none at all.
Okay, and you said no sewing, so no needles?
No needles to cut.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right, so I come in, I sit in your chair, you tell me that bad joke. You got a joke for me today?
Sure do.
Well, give me the joke.
All right, so Max and Sadie were married 50 years. They went ahead to a burger place, ordered a burger, fries and soda. And when the order came, Max cut it in half, divided everything. And everyone around them was watching as Max ate, but not Sadie. So they wondered, hey, what's going on? Why don't you eat with him? She says, well, we share everything, but I'm waiting for the teeth.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. It's like your usual jokes. But you know, next time you come on, you're going to have to tell me another joke. Now, laser periodontal therapy, what does this mean to patients?
Basically, after getting some local anesthetic, we go with the laser. It removes only the diseased tissue. It gives me access to clean the roots. And then we basically go in with the laser one more time at a different setting to help clot the area. So you're walking around, you're walking out of my office with clots around the neck of the teeth, and that's your natural Band-Aid.
Okay, what this really, I think, means then is that there's less pain, less bleeding, less swelling, less tissue is removed. There's less downtime. The recovery time is less. And so what it really is for the small business person out there, it's a boon because the people are back in the office the next day, right?
That's absolutely so.
Okay, so now what does this mean in general? You came in, you do this procedure. This is a conventional option this is an non-conventional option to gum surgery then.
Correct. Because conventional options, we have to cut, we have to open, we have to do our treatments and then close it up with some sutures. Now we don't have to.
Okay. Let's go back to you for a second, Dr. Gutt. You're from Miami originally.
Originally New York, but transplanted.
Okay. You grew up here.
Yes.
You went to Beach High.
Yes, I did.
Okay. You went to, where is this? I don't have this on your Vita. You went to some fancy school in the Northeast?
Yeah. I went to BU for college and University of Pennsylvania for dental and perio training.
So you're a smart guy.
They say.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're very detail-oriented. You're very detail-oriented. You're absolutely fabulous. You come in here. Now, how did you originally find this procedure? Was it through reading materials? Was it at a conference? How'd you find out about this?
I went to some conferences and came across some posters and started to investigate it. I couldn't believe it because I was totally the skeptic. And lo and behold, I have my own show and tells that I can be very proud of. Very happy patients with their teeth still in their mouths.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
3 years.
Three years?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And how many patients have you worked with on this?
Hundreds.
Hundreds? Age groups?
From 20 to 75 to 80.
Really?
Yes.
So this is something that anybody can use?
Anyone who has gum disease.
And how do they know if they have gum disease?
Well, if you have gum disease, you have bleeding gums, lots of bad breath, mobile teeth.
Bad breath is the big one.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to meetings, and sometimes I got to give somebody like a piece of gum. I try to make sure I eat the piece of gum too. But if a tooth comes out when they have the gum, I guess they have gum disease.
I guess so. Then they'll need implants.
Huh? They need implants too? Oh, you do implants. I know you do because I've got them in my head.
Just a few.
Yeah, I know. People would say that I got a screw loose, and now we know why. All right, Dave, we've got him laughing. That means we're heading out, and then we'll be heading back. Stick with us. We got the laughing doctor, Dr. Mark Gutt. We're talking about how to get your gums treated painlessly. It was one of the biggest fears in my life when they would have to lay waste to my gums because everybody I know has had this done. Now I'm psyched if I ever need it. It's sort of painless, and we'll come back and we'll talk about why I'm never going to need this. Back after this. Dave, take us out.
Well, now, Billy Voltaire was a piano player up from Miami way. He used to play in the bars. He could sound like the stars. Ladies would